And taking a look at sports here this morning, the state softball championships wrapped up yesterday at the Harlan Rogers Park Sports Complex in Fort Dodge. The third place and championship games were played in each class. And in a class 3A, the third place game went to Solon, who beat Boyden Hole Rock Valley 6-3. And in the 3A championship, it was Benton shutting out Davenport Assumption 8-0 in that contest, as Benton got a great pitching performance on their way to that victory. The third place game went to Fairfield, who was a 10-0 winner over Boone in five innings there in Class 4A. Also, the 4A championship went to Oskaloosa. They beat Carlisle 6-5. In Class 5A, the third place game, West Des Moines Valley over Urbandale 7-1. And in the 5A championship, Johnston beat Pleasant Valley 3-2. In Class 1A, the third place game, Martinsdale St. Mary's beat Newell Fonda 5-2. And in the 1A championship, Key knocked off Akron Westfield by a score of 7-3. And in Class 2A, the last two games to wrap things up, the third place game, it was Logan Magnolia defeating BCLUW 3-0. So congratulations there to the Lady Panthers on their third-place finish in the Class 2A. And the 2A championship, it was Van Meter beating Iowa City Regina by a score of 3-0. That's all wrapped up now at the state softball tournament, and the state softball tournament all-tournament teams were announced as well. And some of the honorees here from the area include in Class 2A, Jenna Peschel and of Logan Magnolia and Kylan Strait of Logan Magnolia there were named to the all-tournament squad. Some of the selections in Class 1A included Kyla Morris of Martinsdale St. Mary's, along with Courtney Cooper of Key, who was the captain on that team. The captain, by the way, in Class 2A was Bailey Richards of Van Meter. Also in Class 3A, a lot of players, of course, from those two teams that were in the finals in Benton Community and Davenport Assumption. They comprised most of the team. The captain was Amber Fisher of Benton Community. She is named captain there to that team. In Class 4A, it was Alexis Grote of Oskaloosa named captain. In Class 5A, Haley Towers of Johnston was named captain. You can see those full all-tournament teams on this story on our sports page at KJN.com. The state baseball tournament got underway yesterday as well at Principal Park in Des Moines with the quarterfinals in Class 1A. It was a back-and-forth contest in the first game as Remsen St. Mary's Hawks topped the Highland Huskies 10-5. Brody Burton took the mound for Highland but was chased after one inning of work after giving up four runs off three hits, a walk, and two hit batters. Remsen St. Mary's advances to the 1A semifinals that will take place on Thursday. They will face Newman Catholic because in Game 2, Newman Catholic took a 12-2 run rule victory over Nottoway Valley in six innings of play. Caden Kratz took the mound for Newman, allowing two runs, one earned in the first, and then followed with five scoreless innings. Kratz finished the night with 10 strikeouts, one walk, and allowed three hits through six innings of work. Nottoway Valley struck early after a pair of errors by Newman's Ben Fitzgerald and an RBI single by Tyler Vandewater put two on the board for the Wolverines in the top of the first. Jackson Lamb got the ball for Nottoway Valley and gave up seven earned runs off six hits in one inning of work. Newman Catholic responded in the bottom of the first, batting around the order with a trio of singles and a stand-up triple by Josh Fitzgerald that allowed the Knights to jump out to a 5-2 lead. Ben Fitzgerald extended the Knights' lead with a solo shot over the right field fence. Bryce Ball followed with another stand-up triple for Newman and ultimately scored off an RBI single by Parker Donlinger. And Matthew Fitzsimmons made it 8-2 Knights with a sacrifice fly to left field. The Knights added three runs in the third inning and one in the sixth, including a two-run homer to right field by Ball. He finished the night 2-for-3 with three RBIs and two runs scored. Ben Fitzgerald paced the Knights' offense, batting 3-for-4 with three runs scored and an RBI. Brandon Mangles entered to pitch for the Wolverines in the third, who would throw for three innings, allowing just two hits and no earned runs after facing 10 batters. Newman Catholic will once again play in that semifinal game against Remsen St. Mary's on Thursday at Principal Park. Today's schedule has a couple of other games there in Class 1A, as second seed West Sioux will take on seventh seed Edgewood Colesburg at 5 o'clock. That'll be followed up by a 7:30 contest this evening between the third seed Don Bosco and the sixth seed Tri-Center. So Tri-Center getting their chance tonight at Principal Park. In Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals won a 16-inning marathon last night by edging the L.A. Dodgers 4-3. Matt Adams ended it with a walk-off homer in the 16th. The Cards have won five in a row, their longest win streak of the season. It was the second consecutive game that the Cardinals won in their final at-bat. They beat the Padres on Thursday after scoring a run in the ninth inning. The Cardinals have used only five starting pitchers this season, the lowest total in the majors. They will likely need a sixth starter for Sunday night, a game against the Dodgers, thanks to a rainout earlier in the homestand. Right-handed pitcher Kenta Maeda will face right-handed pitcher Mike Leake in the second game of the three-game set here this evening. Maeda is 5-2 with a 3.31 ERA and 9 road starts this season. Leake has not walked a batter in the last 19 innings, covering three starts. There's been another change at the top of the American League East standings. The Baltimore Orioles leapfrogged Boston to regain a half-game lead over the Red Sox by beating the AL Central leading Cleveland Indians 5-1. Mark Trumbo hit a three-run homer, and Manny Machado added a solo shot. Rookie hurler Dylan Bundy went five innings to earn his first Major League victory as a starter. Meanwhile, the Red Sox fell into second place by dropping a 2-1 decision to last-place Minnesota. Kyle Gibson held the Red Sox to one run on two hits in eight innings. Brian Dozier hit a solo home run for the Twins in the second inning, and Miguel Sano added an RBI single in the sixth. In other baseball, the Yankees handed NL West leading San Francisco their sixth straight loss, 3-2. Mets infielder Jose Reyes made a successful return to Marlins Park, as he had his first three-hit game since joining the Mets early this month and scored twice to help them beat the Marlins 5-3. Oakland shaded Tampa Bay 1-0 in 13 innings. Coco Crisp ended it with a run-scoring single in the bottom of the 13th. Jeff Kent homered twice, including a tie-breaking three-run shot in the fifth inning, as San Diego handed the NL East-leading Washington Nationals their fourth loss in five games, 5-3. Dexter Fowler led off the first with a homer and drove in three runs in his first game off the disabled list, powering the Cubs past Milwaukee 5-2. Zach Eflin pitched his first Major League shutout in his eighth start, and the Phillies beat the Pirates 4-0. Seattle ended Toronto's three-game winning streak 2-1. Joey Votto extended his post-All-Star break surge with a three-run homer and leading the Reds to a 6-2 victory over the slumping Arizona Diamondbacks. And Miguel Cabrera tied a season high with four hits, including a go-ahead two-run single in the seventh to lead the Tigers to a 7-5 victory over the struggling White Sox. Chicago has lost 8 of 9. Nolan Arenado and Trevor Story hit two-run homers off relievers after starter Julio Teheran left because of an injury, and the Rockies beat the Braves 4-3. The Royals scratched out three runs off of Rangers Yu Darvish, and Kansas City beat Texas 3-1. And Lance McCullers struck out 10 and 8-plus solid innings, and Will Harris finished off the ninth to lead the Astros to a 2-1 victory over the L.A. Angels. In NBA news, a person close to the situation tells the AP that New Orleans has emerged as the favorite to host next year's NBA All-Star Game. The person said the league and city are in negotiations to stage the game there for a third time. The person spoke on condition of anonymity because the details of discussions have not been publicly announced. The league moved the game out of Charlotte on Thursday because of its objections to a North Carolina law that limits anti-discrimination protections for lesbian, gay, and transgender people. Officials from several cities have expressed interest in hosting the game. The Oklahoma State Medical Examiner's Office says Tyreek Coger died from an enlarged heart, adding the manner of death was natural. The office's family assistance coordinator Eddie Johnson told the AP that the final report is not likely to be ready and released for another 8 weeks. University officials say the 22-year-old forward died Thursday after a 40-minute team workout on the football stadium stairs in hot weather. Former Vikings and Arizona Cardinals head coach Dennis Green has died. He was 67. Green's family posted a message on the Cardinals' website announcing the death. Green spent 10 seasons in Minnesota, leading the Vikings to 8 playoff appearances and 2 NFC championship games. He had only one losing season and compiled an overall record of 97-62, including a 15-1 regular season in 1998, spearheaded by a record-setting offense. And Joe Durant birdied the par 4 18th hole for a 3-under-68 and a share of the senior British Open lead with Koki Adoki. Adoki shot a 67 to match Durant at 7-under-par for 36 holes. Durant teamed with Billy Andrade to win the 2015 Legends of Golf for his lone PGA Tour Champions title. Dustin Johnson and Luke List shared the 36-hole lead of the Canadian Open. The first-round co-leaders matched 1-under-71s to go to 7-under-par. Canadian amateur Jared Detoit, former Arizona State teammate John Rahm, and Kelly Kraft were a stroke back. also each shooting 71. That's a look at some of the latest in sports here this morning on KJAN. Sports was brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.